Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. On yesterday's call, we were discussing seven ways to get up when you've been knocked down. Before continuing that teaching, we want to give you a brief review. We quoted Vince Lombardi, the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers, who once said, "It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up." In fact, honey, I think it was Joe Louis who said, "The man who wins the fight is the last one to get up."
That's right.
Two things every believer needs to understand.
First, you may get knocked down. Matter of fact, really, you probably will get knocked down on occasion. But with the presence of the Holy Spirit, you will never be knocked out. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 9 in the New International Reader's Version says, "Others make us suffer, but God does not desert us. We are knocked down, but we are not knocked out."
Second, even if you've been knocked down, you're not down there by yourself. The last half of Hebrews 13:6 says, "For he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down. Relax my hold on you, assuredly not."
That's one of your favorite verses. It is.
Okay, brief review, seven things to do when you get knocked down. Number one, understand that who knocked you down was not flesh and blood. Your enemy is not your boss, your creditors, your next door neighbor, or any other human on planet Earth, regardless of what they've done to you or how they've treated you. It's imperative that we fully understand the source of the attacks against us.
Ephesians 6:12. This in the Classic Amplified Bible tells us exactly what's going on. "For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere."
Number two, understand if you can why you were knocked down. Yesterday on the call, we talked about seven things that will cause you to get knocked down in life. First, arrogance.
Second, bad attitude.
Third, being careless.
Fourth, demonic attacks.
Fifth, ego.
Sixth, foolishness.
Seventh, gossip. So now let's continue with the third way to get up when you've been knocked down. Number three, understand the urgency of getting up when you've been knocked down. If you're learning to ride a bike or a horse, if you don't get back up after a fall, you'll internalize your fear, and that'll complicate the process. In the marketplace, anywhere, if you make a mistake, if you get knocked down, get up.
Proverbs 28:13 in the Living Bible offers us some good advice we need to listen to. Says, "A man who refuses to admit his mistake can never be successful, but if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance."
It's important to get up, especially in the right manner and with the right attitude, even if it's your own fault that you got knocked down. The best approach, in fact, the scriptural approach to getting back up is found in
1 John 1:9-10. "But if we confess our sins to him, he can be depended on to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. And it is perfectly proper for God to do this for us because Christ died to wash away our sins. If we claim we have not sinned, we are lying and calling God a liar, for he says we have sinned." And that's the Living Bible translation. Number four. Understand you may need some help getting back up. Have you ever had the breath knocked out of you? Boy, I remember the time it happened to me as a kid. If so, you may have needed someone to help you get up. Matter of fact, you probably felt like you were going to die. One of the greatest joys of being a Christian is knowing that God is always with us. We have 24/7 access. 1 Corinthians 4:7-8. 1 Corinthians 4, verses 7 and 8 in the Message Bible says, you already have all you need. You already have more access to God than you can handle. Wow. That's good. Without bringing either Apollos or me into it, you're sitting on top of the world, at least God's world, and we're right there sitting alongside you. That is good. One of my husband's favorite scriptures is in Deuteronomy 31, verse 6 in the New Living Translation. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. In Psalm 139, verse 5, Message Bible, it says, you know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight.
Wow.
You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind and you're there. Then up ahead and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in. That is good.
Great scriptures there, babe. Number 5, understand if there's anything you need to learn while you're down. Learn it. Now, you may feel as though you're totally blown it, but God, I love those two words, but God still has your back. The question you need to ask yourself is, what can I learn from this situation so I never get knocked down again, at least for the same reasons? Write down exactly what happened. It's important to recall every step you took and or decision you made, precipitated the fall. If you make a mistake, write down exactly what happened. Don't sugarcoat it or whitewash it on your written scenario, because you can't hide anything from God. I have a revelation for you. If you made a mistake, God already knows.
No matter how much you try to rationalize
it,
I've done it a time or two. Job 23:10 in the Living Bible says, but he knows every detail of what is happening to me. And when he has examined me, he will pronounce me completely innocent, as pure as solid gold. Wow.
We need to fully understand what caused us to get knocked down and why it happened. And was what happened beyond our control or our ability to handle?
Number 6, understand what you need to change so you'll never get knocked down again for that particular thing, for sure. Change, real change, lasting change, is not a function of a calendar or a politician, no matter how well-intentioned they might be. Effective change only takes place when we take charge of our own destiny. We strongly encourage you to write a list of things that you need to change in your life. If something is brought up by the Holy Spirit, write it down.
Not only make the list of the things to change, but why don't you put a scripture next to it that you can use to encourage yourself in making that change. And claim it.
Yeah.
Confess it. Possess it.
Amen. And you can ask the Holy Spirit to direct you in the way, you know, which would be best to lead toward that change. If you want to keep from being knocked down on a regular basis, we first have to change what's going on inside of us, which will automatically then change what's going on the outside of us. Plus, we need to understand what God will, you know, make, that God will make all things, let me put it that way, even attacks of the enemy, work on our for our benefit. That is when we trust him.
Absolutely.
In Romans 8:28, we know it's familiar, but it needs to be real to all of us. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
Yeah, we've taught that before. Probably ought to teach it again, babe. Number 7, Understand that when you're down, turning things around is the trademark of a winner. If you're headed in the wrong direction, today, yes, even a Sunday, is the best day that you'll ever have to turn your life around.
Amen. Jeremiah 8:4 in the Contemporary English Version says, the people who took the wrong road. It says, the Lord said, people of Jerusalem, when you stumble and fall, you get back up. And if you take a wrong road, you turn around and go back.
The lifestyle turnaround begins with us asking for forgiveness for our sins and returning to God.
Acts 3:19, Classic Amplified. So repent, change your mind and purpose, turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased, blotted out, wiped clean, that times of refreshing, of recovering from the effects of heat, of reviving with fresh air, may come from the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah. I like that. Repent. You know, when you look it up in the Greek, the word repent means to change your mind. As it says, Amplified, change your mind and your purpose. Turn around. Return to God. Hallelujah. You know, truthfully, the only effective and lasting way to turn things around is through our obedience to the Word of God and spending time in two chairs
in His presence. Well, obeying what it is. Yeah, exactly. And being in the Word to know what we're obeying.
Yep.
In Job 33:26 in the Message Bible, it says, oh, you may fall on your knees and pray to God's delight. You'll see God smile and celebrate, finding yourself set right with God. You'll sing God's praises to everyone you meet, testifying, I messed up my life, and let me tell you, it wasn't worth it. But God stepped in and saved me from certain death. I'm alive again. Once more, I see the light. Hallelujah.
Well, that's right. Listen, if you've been knocked down, the only thing you want to see more
than anything else
is God's smile.
That's right.
Regardless of whom He manifests through.
That's it.
And you can do that for sure.
That's the truth.
We have a number of friends who want you to be keep in prayer, and you're praying for them. I hate to start listing everybody because, you know,
could go on.
It could go on for a while. But just pray for everybody who listens to Rich Altar Breakfast.
Yes.
And their families.
There you go.
That's a good way
to
do it.
That's probably the best way to
Hallelujah.
Do it.
Hallelujah.
So many.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed He'd have you sow and sow it. And remember, tonight,
that's it.
6 p.m. Eastern, Sunday Night Live.
Amen.
You go to haroldherring.com, click the button that says Join Harold and Beth, and you'll be super blessed.
I knew you weren't.
By tomorrow night. It's good.
Yeah, you'll be super, super blessed. And
amen.
It's all good, and you'll start off that week right.
Hallelujah.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you then. See you tonight.
And until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.